البيان راديو بريزنتس ذا عقيدة اوف ذا سلف بريزنتد باي وسيم درسيسي.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وصلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We'll return back to the topic of the عقيدة of أهل السنة والجماعة, the belief system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and our pious predecessors, as-salaf as-salih. Returning to continue and finish upon the different stages or the different levels of the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the preordained destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed and predestined prior. And we spoke about the four different stages or four different areas that the believer must believe in order to believe and understand correctly the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we spoke and we said that the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the predestiny of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what has been preordained by Allah, it is in reality, in its essence, the secret or a secret that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows its true reality. And to speak upon it and to shed light upon this topic is merely the understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us in our capability, and is merely the understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to shed light upon this great topic of al-qadr. And the topic of Al-Qadr, predestination, should not be a topic that is delved into to the extent that a person becomes confused. But in saying that, it must be clarified. It must be clarified so the Muslim, so the Mu'min, he understands, she understands the platform that we must take as followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards this topic. And more importantly, we must learn the basic principles of this topic in order that we may have an understanding, and we must have the clarity to see what is not from the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if it is spoken in front of us. And we spoke in last lesson, speaking about different sects that had come, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, that had erred and that had gone astray due to wanting to try to understand the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their minds, and not returning back to the way of as-salaf, and not returning back to the righteous generations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke and advised us to do. And we find that this whole topic of the belief system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he believed in different areas in Iman, how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam believed in different areas of ilm al-ghayb, the unseen matters, all of these matters, all of these different topics, they must be returned back to these righteous generations, the three righteous generations that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised the companions to hold on to and stay steadfast towards and bite onto with their molar teeth, as he said and as we remembered previously and prior, in order that one can not be misguided. And this is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the predestination that was predestined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said first and foremost, that it is in his infinite knowledge, ilmullah, it is in his infinite knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it and understands it and has total knowledge and complete knowledge of it. And it is something that's written, that is written al-kitaba, that is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi lawh al-mahfuz, fi al-kitab al-mubin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had written everything and had ordained everything and ordered the pen to write, the creation that he had created, to write in al-lawh al-mahfuz, the safe and safeguarded tablet or book that Allah had preserved with him and this was all written and it had been sealed, the predestination and preordainment of all the actions of the creation that he had created, from humans, from jinn, from everything that was created by him. Wal mashi'a, and we said that it is everything that happens and everything that occurs, it is due to the will of Allah first and foremost. It is due to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. And nothing can occur and nothing can happen without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Takwir, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that nothing, and you cannot want something to occur unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had wanted it to occur first and foremost. And we spoke about the two extremes that some of the sects that they had gone to, from Al-Jabriyyah wal-Qadariyyah, the ones that had forced and said that everything is forced upon creation, and creation, us, me and you, human beings, we do not have any power to do anything that is seen in front of us. Our words, our actions, the way we live, the way we go about our daily lives, our decisions, it is all forceful upon us. It has all been forcefully made upon us to do. And we reject this because this is not the wasat, this is not the moderate path that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he spoke to us about. This is not the correct and balanced path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taught his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-adl, he is the all-just, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives al-ikhtiyar, gives the option, gives the variety and the will of mankind for them to do their actions. But as we said prior in the ayah, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ, that it is only after the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you have the ability to act upon what it is that Allah has given you the ability to do so. And on the other side, Al-Qadariyyah, the ones that had come and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not involved, has no peace, is not inside of, or is not connected to the actions of his creation, and his creation from humans and alike, they are in complete control of everything they say, and they are in complete control of everything they do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as some of the Qadariyyah, they had come to understand and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had preordained it with his knowledge only, that he knows of it. But we reject this as well, because this is not the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing occurs from the drop of water or the drop of rain that comes down from the sky to the leaf that falls on the floor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that permission for that to happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from his rububiyyah, as we spoke prior. It is from the affairs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lahu al-qalq wal-amr, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creation, or creating the creation and the order for that to happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in complete knowledge of the affairs and in complete control of the affairs of his creation. We see that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke to us about this in a hadith, and referring to what the Sahaba had asked him about the Qadr, after he had explained to them that everything had been written prior. And they had said to him, to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَلَا نَتَّكِلُ عَلَى كِتَابِنَا وَنَدَعُ الْعَمَلِ. They said to him, shouldn't we, if everything is preordained and everything is written in this sacred book, Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, should we not just rely upon this and leave action? Meaning rely upon what has come or what has been preordained. And this is a lot of, or some of the comments that people may understand. If everything is preordained, then why should I care? Why should I worry what happens? And unfortunately, sometimes we hear this. When we ask people, we advise them, we ask them, my brother, we need to start to pray. My brother, we need to stop this haram. My sister, we need to put the hijab on. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we need to follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they say similar to what here we find the Sahaba, they had asked or commented to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they say what? They say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to guide me, then I would have been guided. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose to guide me, then I would have been guided. But this is not the correct understanding. This is not the correct understanding we should have. And now we have become similar to the Jabriyyah, the ones, the sects, or the different people and different groups that had come before us that had misunderstood the correct path of Rasulullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, to show us the moderate path, to show us al-deen al-wasat, to show us the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the middle path between the two extremes always. He says to them, قَالَ لَا no, اِعْمَلُوا فَقُلُّمْ مُيَسَّرْ. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, act, do, for everything will be made easy for you. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he recited from Surah Al-Layl. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he returns back to the words of Allah. What greater refutation and what greater dalil, what greater evidence than to return back to the clear words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. And for the one that has given and feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in God-fearness and consciousness, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and he has believed بِالْحُسْنَى, and he has given بِالْحُسْنَى, he has given from sadaqat, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. And here we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's saying after the traits that He had mentioned, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى, the one who has given, وَالْأَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى, given and he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى. Here we find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, that we will make it easy for him. We will make it easy for him, and we will, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى. For the one that has believed, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and the one that has feared Allah, Allah will make easy the path for him of the believers. But the one that has been stingy and has tried to go without the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said he does not need this path, وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and he has lied about the path of Allah and the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى, that we will make the path of hardship for him easy. This goes to show us, and it is a proof that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is advising the Sahaba. He advises them to tell them what? To tell them that, no, do not rely upon your kitab. the one that believes and the one that gives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning does righteous actions, and he believes in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with pure certainty, yani he is sincere, in other words, my brother and sister in Islam. He has sincerity and clarity in his heart, in his mind. He follows with sincerity. And this sincerity, my brother and sister in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَسَنُوَيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. Allah then will make the path of the way of Rasulullah and the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala easy for you. But he's telling the Sahaba, but if you choose to disbelieve and not be from the ones that are grateful and not be the one from the ones that are giving in charity and different good righteous deeds, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surely will not make it easy for you, but rather he will make it easy for you the path of hardships and being astray. This is the correct understanding, my brother and sister in Islam, that we must understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from these four different levels, the last level is that Allah, for him is al-khalq, that he has created everything, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything, and from that creation he has created the actions of his believers, but only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the believer the ability to do good and to have that ikhtiyar, to have that option between right and between bad. And it is not the case, as we said, like the Jabriya, the ones that are forced upon the creation, that they have no option in their action, no. And it is not like the Qadariya, the ones that said only the creation has the option to do something and Allah only has the knowledge of that. No, we are in between the middle path, the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where we say that we have the ability to take option and have the ability to choose what we do and how we walk, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he approves and creates that action for us to do, and we then verify by further going through that action and doing that action. But as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied to the Sahaba, he told them that you have to work for it and you have to want for it. So now we do not sit down and we do not leave the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah and say whatever happens, happens. We work towards good. We work towards good and we work towards leaving of evil. And this is from the correct belief of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a moderate manner, in the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us and came with. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.